Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Hey Mishnah Hey and Parak Hey Mishnah Vav. By way of quick introduction to Parak Hey Mishnah Hey, we should just know the halacha that generally speaking, when we're looking to purchase produce during the eighth year, the year following Shemitah, so the halacha is that if we're buying crops or fruits and so on from an Am Haaretz, from someone like we learned in the Maseches Demai, someone who's not so educated, someone who's not so knowledgeable, so we're concerned that perhaps they didn't follow the halachos of Shemitah, and therefore we can't just eat their fruits and eat their produce during the eighth year, because maybe there's Kedushas Shviyos, maybe there's holiness attached to their crops that they either don't know about or they don't care about. So generally speaking, you're not allowed to buy anything from an Am Haaretz during the eighth year until you know that in the general marketplace, the assumption is that there are more eight-year produce in the market than seventh-year produce. Once you assume the seventh-year produce has basically been bought and been gotten rid of, now it's eight-year produce, then you're allowed to buy from them. But the question now is regarding this luf, as we discussed the last Mishnah regarding this luf, this vegetable that would be picked and then stored in the ground. So the question is, does the halacha of requiring a person to not buy from an Am Haaretz until we know that there's no more 7 year produce apply to a loaf or not? Why wouldn't it apply? So it might not apply because they take much longer to grow, and really maybe they're from the year before Shemitah. And presumably they're stored for a long time as well, so they're probably maybe not from the seventh year. Says the Mishnah, "Mei emasai mutar adam likach loaf b'motzei shviyos." At what point is a person allowed to buy a luf on Motzei Shviyos, on the year following Shemitah, from an Am Haaretz, from someone who we know is not trustworthy when it comes to the halachos of Shemitah? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, miyad, immediately, the very beginning of the eighth year, the beginning of as soon as Rosh Hashanah comes and the Shemitah year is over and the eighth year begins, at that point in time, you are allowed to eat immediately, to buy a luf immediately, because we assume that if it's available, then it must likely have been from before Shemitah, because they take a very, very long time to grow. They're often stored for a long time and so on and so forth. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that you can eat the luf right away once Shemitah is over. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say, Mishayir Behachadosh. However, the Chachamim said no, that the halacha is the same by luf and any other fruits and vegetables, that you gotta wait once the new fruits and the new vegetables and the new crops come about, then you can start eating the luf as well, but not before. And as the Bartanur points out, the halacha is in accordance with the Chachamim that you have to wait for a luf as well, because we're concerned that perhaps the Am Haaretz wasn't careful enough with the luf during Shemitah. Perhaps they're taking it out of Shemitah, they took it out of their storage during Shemitah and so on, which you cannot benefit from any of those crops. Okay, now we're continuing with Parak Hey Mishnah Vav. As you begin to discuss an aspect of the Isser in the Torah of Lifnei Iver, the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So while that's true physically and literally, it's true figuratively as well. As the Mefarshim point out, you can't give someone bad advice intentionally. You can't do something to a person that is not in their best interest without them realizing it. The Rambam writes in his Perush, in his commentary to our Mishnah, that Lifnei Iver also means that a person who's blinded by his Yetzer Hara has taken over him, and he doesn't know what the right thing to do is, and he doesn't have the ability to make the right decisions, you're not allowed to help him do an Avera, to enable him, to allow him to do an Avera, even if you don't necessarily want him to do the Avera, but you can't provide him with the kalim, with the tools necessary to do an Avera, because that would be the Isser of Lifnei Iver. He's blinded by his Yetzer Hara, he doesn't know what the Halacha is, he doesn't know what the Torah says, and you are allowing him to do an Avera with your kalim, with your utensils. So our mission now is going to be discussing when and what type of utensils, what type of kalim is a person not allowed to sell or give to an Am Haaretz, to someone who's not knowledgeable, someone who's blinded by his Yetzer Hara, who doesn't know the Halachos, during Shemitah. We're concerned that certain utensils that you give him, you know for a fact that he's going to use them to work his field during Shemitah, then you're certainly not allowed to give him those items, right? If it's a Shabbos, for example, and you know someone who who, you know, wants to be on his phone. So he wants to borrow your phone and go up to your room and get your phone. You can't let him take your phone on Shabbos. That would be lifnei iver. Any of your items you can't allow him to have for his personal prohibited usages. So says the Mishnah, Eilu kelim she'ein ha'uman rashai l'machram b'shvis. These are the utensils. These are the farming implements and instruments that an uman, that an expert to farmer, is not allowed to give or sell to an Am Haaretz during the seventh year, during the Shemitah year. Number one, Machareisha v'kol kelo, anything that's used for plowing and any of its accessories, anything used for plowing, the only thing it could be used for is plowing a field, which you can't do during Shemitah. Ha'ol, a yoke, which is put on an animal to harness the animals to allow them to plow. V'hamizra, or like a winnowing fork, people to throw up the kernels in the air to separate the kernels from the chaff and so on, also only used for farming work. Hadeker, or a metal shovel that was typically also used to dig and to farm. So in all of these types of utensils are not allowed to be sold to an Am Haaretz during Shemitah, because most likely he's going to use them for usher, for prohibited purposes, for prohibited usages to work his field during Shemitah. Aval, says the Mishnah, but mocher hu magal ya, but he can sell him a hand sickle that was used to cut some stalks, umagal katsi, or a regular sickle that was also generally used to cut a lot of stalks, but in this case it could have easily been used also to cut a small amount of stalks, which you would be allowed to do. V'agal v'chal keleha, and you could sell him a wagon and any of its accessories as well. Zehaklal, this is the rule that we should know, and when an Am Haaretz comes to us and wants to borrow or buy something from us on during Shemitah, this is the rule. Kol shemalachto miyuchedes la'aveira, anything that's main purpose is for an Avera, is to use to farm during Shemitah, Aser, that you can't give him, because that would be lifnei iver, giving him something that would enable him, that would allow him to do an Avera. Le'isr, le'hatr, but if there's something like the hand sickle or the regular magal kotzer, the regular sickle that could be used for Aser or for mutzer purposes, it could be used to cut tons and tons of weeds, which you can't do, and just to make your field nicer and better. U'le'hatr, but it could also be used just to cut a few things just to, for yourself to eat. So things that could be used for both mutter and usher purposes, mutter is allowed to be given to him during Shemitah. Quick review. Perek Hey Mishnah Hey discussed at what point a person is allowed to buy a loaf from an Am Haaretz during the year following Shemitah. Rabbi Yehuda said that you could do it immediately, because we assume that anything that he stored for a long time, that grew for a long time, is from before Shemitah, and therefore you could do that. The Chacham said no, they have to wait once again, just like every other crop, until the eighth year crops, that year's crops, overcome and overwhelm all of the crops that might have still been around from the previous year. And then Parakei Mishnah Vav discussed the various kelim that you're not allowed to give to an uman, or that you are allowed to give to an Am Haaretz, someone who's not knowledgeable, because again, we're concerned that if there are certain utensils and farming instruments that are given to him during Shemitah, he's going to use them definitely for farming during Shemitah, which is not allowed, which would be a violation, your violation of Lifnei Iver. So their mission told us, the general rule is that any utensil that was used only for farming, that was not allowed to be given or sold to an Am Haaretz. But if it's something that was used for both mutter or prohibited purposes, then it would be something you could give, because let's assume and give him the benefit of the doubt that he's going to use it for permissible purposes during Shemitah. Have a great day.